Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Krumrie. Thank you for tuning in. The City and Borough of Juneau will collaborate with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida on issues of public safety and composting moving forward. The details of the partnership are outlined in two agreements passed unanimously by the Juneau Assembly last night. The city and the tribe already offer many of the same public services in Juneau. For instance, Tlingit and Haida operates its own public safety department and Tribal Emergency Operations Center. After this summer's record-breaking glacial outburst flood, the tribes work with the city on cleanup and recovery. As Tribal Representative Raymond Paddock said last night, the new agreements basically formalize that kind of collaboration.
This agreement formalizes and strengthens the government-to-government relationship between Tlingit and Haida and the City and Borough of Juneau, recognizing both as key partners in addressing solid waste challenges and public safety for our shared community.
The public safety agreement commits the city and the tribe to annual meetings about public safety priorities and projects that will likely include planning together for future glacial outburst floods. The other agreement on solid waste comes as both the city and tribe have been awarded significant federal funding to support composting projects over the last couple of years. Both are in the very early stages of establishing compost operations. But Paddock, who manages the tribe's environmental programs, said working with the city will be the most effective way to tackle shared community waste challenges, especially as the local landfill fills up.
And lastly, I want to say that there is enough waste to go around.
Moving forward, both the city and the tribe will maintain independent finances and operations, but the hope is that these agreements will create more efficient and impactful public safety and solid waste projects for Juneau. The ballot measure that would repeal Alaska's open primary and ranked choice voting is now failing by the narrowest of margins, according to Monday's results update from the Alaska Division of Elections. No on ballot measure 2 now leads by 192 votes, 0.06%. Election officials are still counting ballots through Wednesday and estimate there are roughly 8,000 ballots outstanding. It's the first time since election night that no has taken the lead. In other races, Republican Nick Begich III declared victory over Democratic Congresswoman Mary Peltola in the race for Alaska's U.S. House seat on Saturday. He leads Peltola by more than 7,000 first-place votes, about 2 percentage points. Begich currently has 48% of the vote. If no candidate receives a majority, the winner will be determined by ranked choice tabulation on Wednesday. But second-choice votes are not expected to give Peltola the lead. A handful of Alaska legislative races are expected to be determined by Wednesday's ranked choice tabulation. The Juneau Assembly unanimously approved a $500,000 grant to Gastineau Human Services at a meeting last night. The money will help the nonprofit as it expands its services for people recovering from substance misuse. The grant's approval comes 2 months after the permanent closure of Bartlett Regional Hospital's Rainforest Recovery Center. At the time, hospital leaders said Rainforest lacked enough staff to operate. It was contributing to a financial crisis that could close the hospital. Last month, Gastineau Human Services opened its new Mount Juneau Counseling and Recovery Building in its campus in Lemon Creek. It opened earlier than originally planned to quickly fill the service gaps left by Rainforest's closure. Along with the new building, Gastineau Human Services also added an additional 8 beds for people recovering from substance misuse. That means Gastineau Human Services can now house up to 27 people at a time in its residential treatment program. The Assembly's latest grant is one-time funding that's meant to help with the cost of expanding care and taking on more patients. Earlier this year, the Assembly also approved another grant of $2 million to Gastineau Human Services. That money is meant to help the nonprofit as it moves forward with plans to construct a 51-bed residential building on its campus for people in recovery. The nonprofit's goal is to begin construction next year, with housing available in 2026. And for this week's Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. Last week, we heard from master carver Wayne Price, who's currently carving a dugout canoe, or yak, in Juneau. Today, we're hearing from one of the apprentices working alongside him. Skaidu Jules first started learning from Price in Angoon a few years ago. They were working on the first dugout to be carved there since the village was bombarded in 1882. Jules is from Teslin in the Yukon. She now lives in Juneau, where she's training to become a Tlingit language teacher and hopes to one day help carve a canoe solely speaking Tlingit. Price says it's amazing to hear her bringing the language back to the practice of carving.
They call me Sky de U, and I'm a carving apprentice under Wayne Price.
So he says I'm the language person.
The last project in Angoon was shorter spurts here and there when I could go over and volunteer my time. And then ever since then, Wayne has said, because I had the experience to go on a few journeys with him, like across the Salish Sea and through tribal journey, that it was time to do a dugout from bark to boat launch, which is the whole process from the log and being able to see it all through. And so this experience has been really full and like holistic. With so many of the teachings that I never learned from doing the whole process last time. I was brought into carving probably by Wayne mostly. Yeah, I moved here to go to school and learn Tlingit at University of Alaska Southeast and learned a lot from Heather Burge and Hune Lance Twitchell. And from there I had the experience to take a few carving classes and then a domino effect and to really starting in these bigger healing projects with Wayne as my teacher, mentor, my uncle in Tlingit way. So it's been a really amazing experience and really like healing to a lot of my spirit being here. It's really hard to describe, but it can really feel like a sense of really putting the community above the individual. Like when you come here, you're a part of a family and not just the people who are here on this earth, but our Hashuka, are the ones who came before us. And we're doing this for our future generation of people so they have this teaching and we could pass on this teaching and learn this knowledge from Wayne. So being able to practice this and all of these chips represent a lot of our people who are struggling from drugs and alcohol and mental health. And to be able to be a part of something like this is just really makes the heart full because I know that from my own experience it has done a lot for me and has saved my life in a lot of ways. I'm actually going to school to be a Tlingit language teacher, and it's a big part of my goal to do land-based teaching. So what that'll look like is, you know, eventually bringing a bunch of people out and doing this all in the language. So it'll be a few years till that happens, but I'll be done school this year, and then we're working on translating a lot of this knowledge into Tlingit so we could start teaching our younger generations. The invitation is that it's not like a closed off group. Like we're always welcome to share these teachings of the healing powers of dugouts. And Wayne invites, you know, everyone, if they have somebody who's struggling or they know somebody that really needs help, that they can come write their family member's name down on a wood chip. And then when we do our ceremony of steaming open the dugout, we'll be burning those wood chips in honor of all those people who need that extra support and this healing energy.
That was carving apprentice Sky de U Jules on bringing Tlingit language back into other traditional practices. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's 30 degrees and sunny today. You're listening to KTOO.